You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
For many, baptism is a milestone that changes everything. It's a pivotal part of their personal faith journey. So what makes baptism so powerful, and how does it help shape a person's spiritual life? So let's examine how baptism impacts individual faith and strengthen personal commitment. We're joined once again this week by Pastor Ngwenya, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and how are you? And greetings to all the listeners.
We are good, Mfundisi. Thank you so much for coming through once again. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Thank you so much. Let us pray. Our kind and loving Father in heaven, Lord, we're so thankful for another opportunity that you're giving us to study your word. We pray that you may be with us as we study this day. May this lesson broaden our level of understanding. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we're wrapping up our conversation about, you know, all things baptism. So how does baptism now represent a key milestone in a person's faith journey?
No, thank you so much for bringing that important question. Let me begin by sharing with us Romans chapter 6, verse 4. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So from this text, it comes out clearly that baptism is a key milestone in the faith journey. Baptism is a significant milestone because it symbolizes a public commitment to follow Christ and marks the beginning of a new life dedicated to faith. It represents a conscious decision to embrace Christian teachings and live in alignment with God's will. So yes, it is a key milestone. This act of commitment is not only a declaration of faith, but also a pivotal turning point that redefines a person's spiritual path, reinforcing their identity as a follower of Christ. So yes, it is a key milestone in one's faith journey.
So having that memory, Mfundisi, of that, you know what, I've been baptized, or maybe even remembering, the day of your baptism, you know, going into the pool, how would that now serve as a reminder of commitment when we face difficult times?
Remembering one's baptism can be a source of strength during challenging moments, as it recalls the vows made to trust and follow God regardless of circumstances. So remember, when one is baptized, they make vows. So those vows encourage, challenge us, and remind us of that commitment. This memory can renew a sense of purpose and remind believers of God's presence and promises, encouraging them to persevere and remain faithful even when facing adversity. It serves as a personal anchor, reminding the new believer of the grace that sustains them. 1 Peter 3, verse 21 has an important lesson. This water symbolizes baptism that now serves you also, not the removal of death from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience toward God. It serves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So this text buttresses the point, the importance of this commitment, the pledge, the vows that one is made. So as you remember that, it challenges you to align your life with the biblical principles and the values that we find in the Word of God.
Okay. So looking at, you know, people get baptized, they make the decision, they get baptized, they study, some study the Bible, they get into their Bible studies. When we now understand what baptism is and it's all about, how does it now, you know, deepen our relationship with God?
From Galatians 3, verse 26-27, I read, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you were baptized into Christ. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ." So baptism symbolizes the believer's unity with Christ in his death and resurrection, fostering a sense of closeness with God. So when we look at the symbolism, when that is made clear during the preparation for baptism, it then challenges the new believer to a new walk with God, a close walk with God. So it fosters a sense of closeness with God. By experiencing this act, individuals come to understand the depth of God's love, his forgiveness, and commitment to their spiritual growth. Mm. It is a transformative experience that that clarifies God's role as a loving father and the believer's role as his child, enriching the relationship through a shared commitment. So we're saying it deepens an understanding of our relationship with God. The verse, as we read, says, for all you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ.
Mm.
So this speaks to a relationship.
Okay. So how can someone's experience of baptism now inspire their day-to-day actions and choices?
There's an admonition from Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So a key point comes out, inspiration for daily choices and actions. The word of God challenges us. Once we have begun this journey, the experience of baptism inspires individuals to make choices and take actions that reflect their faith and commitment to God. So each day, a person has to weigh options that are presented to them, weigh the options through the word of God.
Mm.
Baptism calls believers to live in a way that reflects their new identity in Christ.
Mm.
It often inspires them to make choices that honor their faith, seek God's guidance in daily life, and demonstrate kindness and compassion toward others. So when one reflects on the essence, on the significance, on the meaning of baptism, it challenges them to consider their ways and to align their lives with these important principles.
So when we reflect, Mpundisi, you know, I've often heard people saying that, you know, you must memorize the day that you got baptized, etc., because it's going to be a reminder. So as we reflect, you know, on our baptism, you know, how does it now strengthen our resolve to continue growing spiritually? If I remember that I got baptized, maybe the situations around the time that I got baptized, how would it now strengthen my spiritual resolve?
No, thank you so much for bringing the reminder of the date of baptism. You know, what it means when a person has been baptized, they have two birthdays now, the spiritual birthday and the biological birthday. You know, when you celebrate your birthday, it does something to you. So reflecting on baptism serves as a reminder of the commitment to ongoing spiritual growth and discipleship. The reflection reinforces the desire to seek God, study his word, and engage in prayer. It encourages believers to continually strive for maturity in faith, drawing strength from the knowledge that they've been set apart for a purpose. Philippians 1 verse says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So it's a reminder. Well, keep in your mind, it reminds you of this important marker, the beginning of a new life, and it reminds you of the implications to it.
Okay, all right. So if, as we close, Mfundiswami, if someone is only tuning in today, only listening to us today, what would you want them to know about baptism? And then after that, please do close with a word of prayer for us.
Well, I'll begin by saying, referring to Christ's words, Jesus said to John, let's do it to fulfill all righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Then speaking to Nicodemus, he said, unless a person is baptized, they cannot see the kingdom of God. So it's a prerequisite. It's an initiation into God's family, into God's kingdom. For one to be a fully fleshed member, they have to be initiated through a baptism. And looking at today's lesson, we're saying it is a key milestone in one's faith journey. It's a reminder of one's commitment. It also depends an understanding of a relationship that God expects from us. It also inspires us, it challenges us, encourages us to make wise choices, to weigh every option through the word of God. It strengthens our resolve for spiritual growth. And so we're saying it is important. It is a prerequisite. And the question that I would pose to the listeners today is found in Acts 22, verse 16. And now, why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. To any of our listeners who has just tuned in and they're not baptized, I pose this question to you and challenge you through the word of God to make that important decision, to make that important resolution, to take a step and choose baptism. Why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name on his name. These are the last words that I would share to the listeners. To those that are baptized, let's remember it's a process. We begin a process. Let's engage in those disciplines of Bible study, prayer, church attendance, solitude, and engaging in acts of kindness to others. Remembering that we depend fully on God, the Holy Spirit, for our growth in our spiritual journey. So these are the last words that I would share with those that are baptized, that we should keep on doing a self-introspection, check ourselves if we're still on the path. But if you're not baptized, today's lesson challenges you to make that wise decision and get baptized and become a fully fledged member of God's family, a fully fledged member of God's kingdom. These are the last words that I would share with the listeners today.
Please do pray for us.
Thank you so much. Let us pray. Okay, loving Father in heaven, Lord, I'm so thankful for the lessons that we've received, lessons that were delivered to us daily this week, focusing on baptism, its importance, showing us that it's a prerequisite. You expect us to take that bold step. I pray that, Lord, you may encourage the listeners who are not yet baptized to make that bold step, to accept baptism and become members of your family and become members of God's kingdom. To us who are baptized, help us, O Lord, to engage in those activities that help strengthen our resolve to follow you all the way. Save us into your kingdom, O God, and we pray that you may be with us throughout this day, that we will have the wisdom to allow your word to guide us in everything that we do, to weigh all options through your word. Save us, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through throughout the whole week. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Be blessed to and to all our listeners. May God richly bless each one of you. I thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.